those guys that are in that front seven have been there for a long time, and you got some newer guys in the back end. You know, Jimmy Smith's been there, but some other guys. But, you know, what you see on film, exactly what you expect out of the Baltimore Ravens. Tough, you know, sound defense, know exactly what they're supposed to be doing, and they have some good playmakers, too. You don't really have to say much about Terrell Suggs. You know that he's a threat on every play. You always have to be mindful of where he's at, but also the other two guys, Upshaw and Dumervil, those guys, too. Great pass rushers, great outside linebackers in that system. So we're definitely aware of where they at, where they're at all times. Sure, I think, I mean, it's always a test in this league. I think especially when you put stuff out on film, people are going to try to take away what works. And obviously, you know, you have the guys I just mentioned, plus Elodie Nada, Canty, those types of guys that are going to try to make it hard for us to run the ball. And I think our schemes are prepared for that, but it is going to be a challenge. And, you know, we'll really see where we're at when we go out and play this game. Not really, because I do have experience. You know, when I was in New England, I think we played him every year. We played him twice one year, once in the regular season, once in the playoffs. Obviously, when I was here last year, the first time we played him, I was on the field. Second time, I had already been hurt. But, you know, there's a familiarity with their players, their schemes, that type of thing. And like I said, you just put the work in during the week, and that's really what you go into during the game. I mean, yeah, it might be nice to have played a team before, but, you know, it's not something I'm concerned about. I know Joe personally because we share agents, so, you know, I've known him for a while. So, obviously, a great quarterback, anyone who can win the Super Bowl. That run that he had in the playoffs a few years back was unbelievable. So, he's an impressive quarterback. That's great. I think, obviously, Jordan's a huge part of this offense. As you guys see, you know, I asked for his locker to be next to mine. We talk on a daily basis, so... he is such a big part, and to have him back out there, at least in a limited, you know, we'll see how it goes the rest of the week, but he looked pretty good out there. Makes it easy when you have a big target who's, you know, very, you know, talented. I think, you know, it's easy to find a guy like that. I think a lot of it is throughout the progression, and, you know, even going back to last year, I think, you know, the tight end was very important in the offense, and same thing now this year. So it helps when you got a guy who's a Pro Bowl caliber player. I think, you know, that makes it easy. Yeah, no doubt. I think that my favorite thing about Jordan is he's always working. He's always trying to get better. Every time we look over, he's over there with Coach Angelico working on something. And when you have talent and you have that type of work ethic, I think the sky's the limit. So, yeah, he had a great year last year. But I think, you know, like he said, you know, I know what he's capable of. He knows what he's capable of. And I think, you know, we're excited to see where we get with that. Yeah, there's probably not many other guys on this team that know about that history. I think... just like we talked about with the Steelers, you know, none of that history counts going in this game. The only thing that counts is our week of preparation and how the game is played on Sunday. Obviously, me being from here, you know, I know that's the old Browns. I don't know how many, so many people know that here, but, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter. I mean, we went out, had a great day today. We got to continue to build on that. And once you're playing the game, you're not thinking of the history between the two organizations. I just remember being scared at the game because of the, you know, people ripping out the benches, the atmosphere. I remember they can only play in one end zone of the field because the dog pound was so crazy. So that's pretty much my extent of that memory. Yeah, I mean, I think obviously Josh, you know, we saw what we did last year. We saw how big of a playmaker he is and what his potential is. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I'm not really concerned about it. I've told you guys I'm worried about the guys in this room, but to get Josh back around would obviously be great for us. Yeah, I mean, I love all of those guys just because their mentality is to come out and work and get as, you know, much better every day as they can. And you know, they work really hard at learning the scheme. I mean, it's not easy. We're moving those guys around. It can be difficult. And each and every one of them studies their butt off. You know, they go out there and practice really hard. And, you know, when you have that, you have a lot of trust in those guys because you know they know what they're supposed to do and they're going to do it 120%. So, you know, as far as the past 2 weeks, I think all of them have caught balls. They've all stepped up at big times. And like I said, I have confidence in all of them, which makes it easy for me because I just go through my progression and try to find the open guy. I think things are going well. I think we're always continuing to try to improve, and not just with Miles, but all those guys. And, you know, it goes on a week-to-week basis now where it's more game planning. You're not, you know, you may run one play 1 week and then you might not run it again for a few more weeks. So now you kind of get to refine things a little bit and really focus on the game plan. No, I think, I mean, that it just comes with knowing who your receiver is. I mean, obviously, Miles and Hawk are a little bit different in stature, but the more repetition you get with guys and how they run certain routes and where you can place the ball, that obviously becomes more apparent, yeah. No, I don't think so. I think, you know, just kind of the progression of training camp, you know, things, you know, rotations, things like that. I think Hawk has always been very consistent, and that's what I've admired about him most ever since he first got here. Is the one thing you know you're going to get from Hawk is 120% effort. He's going to give it all he has, whether he knows he's getting the ball or not, and he's going to go and he's going to know exactly where he's supposed to be. And then, you know, kind of just comes together as you go along. And like you said, it's been looked pretty good the past 2 weeks. Yeah, sometimes when you had a win there, it felt like a loss. So, you know, I think you kind of have to have that mentality. You have to, yeah, we won the game, but what can we do to become better? I think, it, you know, it's such a long season. You know, we're only 2 games in, and yeah, it was a great win, but you really just have to move on and realize that, you know, the best teams in this league, they get better week after week after week, and they really hit their peak towards the end of the season. I think that's the biggest thing that I took, you know, from my time in New England is, as a team, we continue to get better, better, and you want to hit that peak, you know, November, December, so you're making, you know, a push at the end of the season to get yourself where you want to be. So I think, you know, our team has done a good job. We've moved on. We had a great day today at practice, and that's what the mentality has to be.